views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris. And you know, I wanted to give you all a special announcement for today. Tomorrow, May 1st, we are having an extra broadcast of Limelight Radio from New York City live. I will be at the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance Masquerade Ball, the big fundraising event for Lyme disease. And we will have a special broadcast, so everyone's got to tune in May 1st, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, 3 p.m. on the West Coast. And Dr. Pat will also be there with her ETV iHeart Network show. We'll be bringing you live broadcast via international internet television. Okay, so that's a little reminder. But now it's time to get on today with our second guest. I'm so excited. We are visiting Poland and learning about Lyme disease in this country, which my understanding is pretty seriously ravaged. So let me tell you about our great guest. His name is Rafael Reinfuss, a Lyme survivor. And Rafael is a volunteer and also vice chairman of Polish Lyme Patients Association, Lyme Poland. Before he fell ill with Lyme, he hardly knew his family doctor. He was healthy and active and hiking in the mountains, cycling, camping in the summertime. And ironically, it was an unfortunate tick encounter that caused his illness on a beautiful August afternoon in his friend's garden while cutting grass. Too familiar for many of us. It took several months and another tick bite for the illness to explode with full strength as disseminated neurological Lyme disease. That was 5 years ago. Then there was 1.5 years of combined antibiotic therapy, followed by a year of natural therapies. Back to present times, Rafael is fortunate enough to enjoy being symptom-free for 2 years now, and he is almost back to his old self, although not quite as strong and durable as he used to be before his illness. Rafael does mountain hiking again, and he's so grateful to have his health back and happy and able to work with a small team of people dedicated to helping the fellow sufferers and working towards improving the tough situation the Lyme disease sufferers find themselves in today. So, Rafael Reinfuss, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you very much for having me on. Thank you.
Oh, it's my honor. You know, you and I think we connected on Facebook a while back, and I said to myself, oh my gosh, Rafael, would you come on? I need to educate the world. We've got to learn what's going on in Poland.
I'll be very happy to share some information from Poland. Thank you very much once again.
You're very welcome. So my understanding is Germany has meticulous record keeping about their new cases of Lyme, and they're reporting anywhere from 800,000 to 1 million new cases of Lyme annually now in Germany. And you are so close by. What do you estimate Poland is experiencing with annual cases?
Well, in terms of official statistics, we've got currently we have 9,000 to 10,000 cases yearly. That's official. Even the officials admit recently that this number should be multiplied by 4. Mm-hmm. That's like their estimate. We totally agree. We think it may be, you know, even 5 or 6 times more. It's really hard to estimate because we all know, and the authorities, even the authorities admit that you know, that the data is scarce. You know, we need further research, so it's hard to guess for the moment.
It's hard to guess.
We just know it's a major problem. Just by the number of emails and number of phone calls we receive pretty much every day.
Every day. So tell me about your organization, your Polish Lyme Patients Association. Tell us a little bit what that's like.
Well, the organization itself was set up in 2006 just because people didn't didn't seem to be getting any recognition of their illness or any help whatsoever. They started to browse the internet. They started to connect with people basically in your country or in Canada. I think the original news about Lyme disease and, you know, the original information of what it really is people are experiencing here were coming from Canada, actually. And so it started. That was the organization set up by patients, their relatives, and the carers. It grew and grew. Now we have over 400 registered members, and we keep growing because the problem is growing, we think, as well.
Yes, yes. So you are located, where is it, Krakow?
Personally, I'm located in Krakow, but we've got members all across Poland. We work from home, as you may imagine.
Yes.
We're a small organization, small team of people, but dedicated and motivated to promote awareness and to help fellow sufferers, which is the other most important goal.
So are you working then as an organization? You're helping provide information and education and direction to people that are confused.
That's the major goal. We receive emails, we receive phone calls from people basically looking for any source of information, any contact to the doctor, contact to a lab that can run the tests. Mm-hmm. So we try to provide that to the public, and that's a great part of our work. That's a daily work we receive.
I bet you are busy. A friend of mine back here in the United States, in the New England area, the northern section, she runs a Lyme disease hotline, a phone line, and, you know, anywhere from 6 to 20 phone calls a day with people with questions. So I can imagine it's similar over there for you. So, Rafael, with your wonderful group, Polish Lyme Patients Association, you said to me a little bit in an email that you differ from a couple of the other organizations. What are they doing?
Well, currently in Poland, we have only two organizations. In fact, we're doing similar things, only in different areas, I would guess. We are slightly bigger. We have more volunteers, so we can do better. But we're cooperating, for example, like in the recent talks with Ministry of Health, we cooperated. So it's kind of a joint effort. It's a hard work because, as you may well know, from our perspective, the major trouble is all our volunteers are basically either survivors or people who are sick. So this limits our actions greatly. You know, other organizations in other topics have got it better because they've got people who are able and durable.
We've got people of energy, lots of energy, and quick minds. Right.
That's the major thing. Yeah.
I understand. So, but I am so pleased to hear that you've recovered so well. And what is a special piece for me is I had a tragic Lyme story, bedridden, neurological, very advanced, and natural medicine is what totally turned me around. It helped me rebuild all the damage and depletions to regain my health like you. So I support you for integrating that piece in.
Well, thank you very much. That was very helpful. I mean, worth mentioning, one of the books we published as an organization was Stephen Buchner's Healing Lyme. That was the book that helped me basically at the end of this experience with Lyme. So that's one part. Yeah, definitely.
It really is. And actually, as I'm speaking to you right now, I'm thinking out loud that I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, because it chronicles my journey to recovery and integrates that natural healthcare piece, because I happen to be a homeopathic practitioner. So you know that discipline. Yeah. So I'd love to send you a copy. So, Rafael, we have so much more to cover here. There's a lot of questions I have about the situation in Poland. I'm imagining your landscape and your countryside and what the lifestyle is like for people and how they get exposed, and then what's going on with the government and diagnostics and what kind of doctors you have. So I have all these questions I want to ask, but it's time for us to take a station break. So please stay on the line here with me on Skype. And audience, please stay tuned, because Rafael's a wonderful guest. We're getting a glimpse into Lyme disease in Poland. So stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris, and we'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and we are visiting with Rafael Reinfuss from Lyme Disease Poland, all the way across the globe in Eastern Europe. And before I get back with Rafael, I just want to remind listeners once again, tomorrow, May 1st, special broadcast on limelightradio.com and the drpatshow.com. We will be airing from Tick-Borne Disease Alliance's Masquerade Ball in New York City fundraiser. Fabulous guests, Tom Seaver, Kevin Bacon, all kinds of people that we'll be interviewing. John Donnelly back again. So join us tomorrow. Anyway, Rafael, Poland, I'm really curious here. You've been kind of bringing us into focus of what's going on in the country. And like so many other parts of the world, this illness has been so-called slipping under the radar, and many people have been ill for a number of decades and not properly treated. So tell me, do you have any decent diagnostic testing? Do you have clinics? Do you have doctors working with the illness? What does it look like?
Well, in terms of official approach to the disease, it's not much different than in the U.S. and the surrounding countries. I mean, the official approach to this illness is, in our view, inappropriate and missing over half or maybe more of the patients really ill with this disease. The official approach is to tie a serological testing for Lyme disease. The co-infections or the other infections are not diagnosed at all for the moment, at least not routinely. In terms of treatment, that's typically 3 to 4 weeks, slightly better than the US, but it's still not appropriate in our view. It is sometimes extended once or twice for the similar period of time, but still it's a monotherapy with one antibiotic, and then the patient is basically sent home to pursue further, either with other doctors or with non antimicrobial medicines. And then with this situation, as an official view of the illness, we have a private healthcare. We have unfortunately a small team of small number of doctors that actually think that this illness is much more of a problem, much more of a problem in terms of diagnosing and treatment. Fortunately enough, we do have a wide autonomy, I would say, of a particular doctor practicing a private practice. He's free to, according to the law, he's free to practice within his best knowledge and within scientific knowledge that has been published. This is something very important for us, and this is how it's operated in Poland. Basically, we experience this autonomy, and this saves us because thanks to that we can
get some treatment.
We can get private treatment while, you know, the official approach just sends the problem under the carpet.
Basically. Under the carpet. So, yes, because I understand some people have to go to Switzerland and other countries, like if you're in England or whatnot, you have to go to Switzerland or Germany for treatment. So at least you do have this one, as you said, private venue that you can go to for treatment. And is that how you ended up getting treatment, or did you have to leave the country?
That's correct. I was treated in Poland. I was fortunate enough. The other important thing is we do have private laboratories that do have autonomy to basically perform all the tests that are needed in the situation of Lyme disease and co-infections. So that's the other part that's very important, because we hear from people like people from Britain who are contacting us saying, you know, I cannot even do a Western blot or other test because my doctor doesn't want to prescribe it. Unfortunately, in Poland we don't need a prescription. We don't have a doctor's signature needed.
That's wonderful for
performing tests.
That's wonderful. That's good news to hear, Rafael. That's good news to hear. So even though the illness is underreported, it's misunderstood, there's many cases not being picked up, at least you do have these options to get diagnosed and get some treatment. You need more, but at least there's something going in the right direction.
Definitely. And then we do have people from abroad coming to Poland to get diagnosis, to get the tests run, to get treatment.
That's
wonderful. This happens already as well.
That's great. So I also have to ask you, though, a very important topic, because you and I mentioned this before, and I want our listeners to hear about this, about last year working with the Polish Ministry of Health in the debate on the current standards of diagnosing and treating Lyme borealis in the country. So fill us in on that.
Working with the ministry is a big word. Because we all know how this is with Lyme disease.
Yes.
Not different in Poland. We are constantly pushing all the authorities to look at the problem to start with, and that's what we accomplished last year. We filed an official report on the situation of Lyme patients in Poland. That's important because that was done for the first time. That's an official document filed at the ministry, which deserves and requires a reply. So that was important for us. That was a detailed document based on a survey done among patients in Poland. And also it is supported by a number of scientific sources, mainly Polish. That's also important, telling your minister, you know, if you submit scientific material from the US or other countries, you may get a reply, oh, but we have a different bacteria here. I would like to hear from our scientists. So we did that. This step pushed the minister to ask for other opinions, and basically what we perceive now, it kind of successfully opened the debate among the experts in Poland, and from what we know, unofficially, they are currently working on some propositions towards bettering the system we have, the system of diagnosing and the regulations towards successful treatment.
That's huge, Rafael. That's huge.
We think so also, although, you know, I say this is a big word saying working with government, because it's one thing to point out to the problem. It's one thing to submit the papers. The other thing is to gain actually, you know, some steps and some productive actions. This is still ahead of us. That's why I'm, you know,
right.
I'm not too optimistic.
Right. You're still, you're in the process, but, you know, you can't be confirmed yet that it's going to be finalized the way you want it. But at least it's in discussion, right?
And that's what matters a lot for us, because up to this date, we were told this is not a problem. This disease is well taken care of. We have professors, you know, we've got clinics. It's being treated successfully. We always knew it's not true, successfully pushing the authorities to actually try to change something, to look at the problem, is a big step for us.
Beautiful step for you. I'm very proud of you. I wish it was that successful.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. I wish I could say it's as successful here in the United States. So, Rafael, it's hard to believe, but our time is running away from us, and I want to make sure that we get some information to our audience. Do you have a website or any other information that people can reach if they need to find out more about things in Poland with you?
Of course, our website is Borelioza, which is in Polish, but borelioza.org. I think it's easy enough.
Yes.
You can find us on Facebook as well with the same address, borelioza.org, or Lyme Poland just as well. You can find us on other sources. We are present in the internet.
That's
sharing
wonderful.
The information and spreading awareness.
Thank you so much for your hard work. I'm so impressed that you have moved your way through this illness and you've recovered. It's terrific to have a survivor here on Limelight Radio. It gives people hope. And as I said, I'm so very proud of you for the work that you're doing in Poland. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. And good luck to all the people who do anything to help other sufferers. That's a great thing we're doing.
It is. Our many of us working together, lending our hearts to this serious situation. So thank you, Rafael Reinfuss from Lyme Poland. Audience, this has been a wonderful show today. We visited Norway and we visited Poland. It's my honor and privilege to host Limelight Radio. Thank you, Rafael.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And join us tomorrow, May 1st, for our special broadcast from New York City. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Thank you.
You've been been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information, but Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.